Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for another opportunity to come and join along with you in the study of God's all-powerful, transforming, ever-changing Word of God, all-sustaining Word of God, praise God. We just give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We thank God for his Word that is steadfast, unmovable, unchangeable, praise God. We just thank him. We thank God also for his presence. It is such a blessing when you're able to share with others God's Word. No matter whether you're a part of the fivefold ministry or whether or not you're just a minister of and a child of the Most High God, we all have a responsibility, praise God, of being able to share his word with the masses. And so we count it a joy. We count it a privilege to be able to share in the study of God's word. We certainly welcome God's presence here with us tonight. We thank God. He said that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. We thank God for you also taking your time to tune in, praise God, in the study of his word. So we're going to go ahead and get started tonight by ushering in the presence of the Lord with a powerful song of praise that reminds us that no matter what may be going on in, around, and even through us, there will be glory. Hallelujah. After this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Is here, and he's going to go ahead and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, praise God.
Amen, praise God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the glory. We thank you for the victory, Lord. We thank you for the blessing, Father. We thank you for your power. Thank you for your love and kindness, Lord. We thank you for your just being here on this hour, Father. Yes, there shall be glory after this, Lord. We shall give you the honor, praise, and the glory, Lord. And we thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the word that's going to go forth on tonight with awesome power and might, with the holy anointing of God, Lord. We praise your holy word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for your holy people on this hour, Lord. Bless them, guide them, keep them, strengthen them, Lord. Help them to endure, Lord, to put forth, Father, in the mountain, in the valley, in the high top, in the low top, Lord, wherever they are, that they can trust in your living God, trust in Yahweh, trust in Elohim, Father. We thank God for being Jehovah, Rapha, Jehovah Nissi, Lord. Thank God for your holy word on this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. And we shall give you all the glory, all the praise, Father. And we thank you for this day, Lord. Let your will be done. To your honor, to your praise, to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we have a word in the house tonight, and God has so endowed me that I give God all the praise and honor and glory, as I said earlier, for just another opportunity to be able to share this word. So, Heavenly Father, I just ask, Lord God, that you strip me of self, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing power, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you touch my spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, to be able to see and hear. Open, Lord God, my mouth and touch my tongue to be able to speak forth your word, Lord, with clarity, with understanding, and with power, Father God. We give you all the praise. I pray, Lord God, that you open the ears for those that have an ear to hear what thus says the Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen,
amen, and amen.
Amen.
Well, tonight, we're going to continue. I started a series some time ago on the 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare, and we are right at the 10th weapon. And tonight I want to share with you about the weapon of our tongue, the weapon of our tongue, or our spoken word. And as a scripture reference, I'd like to use Psalm chapter 47, verse 5, and it says in the King James Version, God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And for my topic tonight, my message is titled, Shout It Out. Shout it out. Be reminded that we are talking about the tongue as a weapon of spiritual warfare. Companies are willing to do whatever it takes to sell their products or merchandise. They use business slogans that are created to capture your attention and make lasting memories. These slogans, it seems, are forever etched in our minds. Now, let me prove it to you. For instance, who does not remember how many hands it takes to hold a Burger King Whopper because of their slogan, it takes what? It takes two hands to handle a Whopper. Or M&M's candy's slogan that convinces the buyer, no need to be messy because M&M's melts in your mouth and not in your what? Yep, you got it right, not in your hand. Or who would not seek Bounty paper towel to clean up a spill, because Bounty is what? The quicker picker-upper. You got it. And Lay's potato chips. Bet that you can't just eat one. Nike tells us to just do it, even though they may not even know what it is. Or Folgers coffee makes you want to get up in the morning and look forward to their coffee, because the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Uh-huh. It's been many decades since S.C. Johnson created the stain remover shout. Yet in the mid to late 1970s, the slogan, if you want a tough stain out, then what do? Shout it out, was a household cliche. Shout was a stain remover that was applied to tough, set in, and the most difficult of stains. As a matter of fact, it not only was, but from my understanding, somewhere it's still on the market. If regular clothes detergent could not handle your tough stain, the makers of Shout would tell you that in order to get this tough stain to move, you've got to shout it out. Well, sometimes life is like this difficult saying. When the most difficult of trials arise, those that come and try to linger, like trials of long-term health issues or trials of lingering financial setbacks or trials of lasting relational issues that seem just not to want to go away. These types of issues that seem to set themselves in and refuse to be easily moved, they require you to do more than just say a repetitive, casual prayer. Ecclesiastes tells us that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 7 tells us that there is a time to keep silent, but there is also indeed a time to speak. There's a time when amid the spiritual battles of our lives that we have to open our spiritual arsenal and pull out the powerful weapons of our words. Proverbs 18 and 21, the New International NIV version says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. This scripture means that our words are like seeds we sow. The words we speak will determine often the fruit that we produce in our lives. Understand that the words that others speak about you do not affect your fruit. I'm going to say that again. Understand that the words, what someone else speaks over or says about you, does not affect words over you into your life unless you allow it and come into agreement with John and cause your fruit to be impacted. So therefore, be mindful of the words that come forth out of your own mouth, because you are then sowing seeds back into your own life. Have you ever considered how this one small body part of the tongue has so much power? The Word of God tells us again that it has the power to activate life or death. That's powerful. James chapter 3, verses 4 through 5 compares the tongue with the rudder of a ship. Although the tongue is a small thing, like a rudder that guides a mighty ship, so the tongue and the words we speak have the power to chart the course of our destiny. Tonight, I want to delve a little further into this discussion. I want to talk not only about the power of our words, but I also want to talk about the power of the shout. Often, it's not just what we say, but the tone also that we say it in. Sometimes circumstances warrant a stronger, more aggressive expression. There are times when shouts are not only appropriate, but there are times when there is an anointing on your shout that changes the trajectory of your situation. Three such shouts that I'd like to elaborate on tonight are the shout of deliverance, the shout of victory, and the shout of praise. The shout of deliverance is in response to God in his infinite power, setting us free from the snares of the enemy. Oh, no one knows this better than Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know the story of these three young men who were thrown into a fiery furnace for failing to bow down to the idols of King Nebuchadnezzar. Their response was found in Daniel chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. If you have your Bible, you can turn there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, "Oh, King Neb, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God." I love the way that these young men stood steadfast, unmovable, unwavering on their faith and their assurance of what their God could do. As a lesson for us to be learned in that, even facing the death of the fiery furnace. But it says, "Nor would we worship the golden image which thou hast set up, regardless of the outcome." Even in the face of what could have been a very painful death, these three young men in the Bible that says, be it unto you according to your faith. He responded to their faith just like he responds to our faith and delivered them from this pending evil. Verse 19 then says, oh, then Nebuchadnezzar, oh, King Neb, was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated up 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. Oh, he sent some of his most strongest, most evil of men to try and deal with these three Hebrew boys. Oh, but God. Ha. So these men, wearing their robes and trousers and turbans and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace was so hot that the flame of the fire actually killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then something miraculous happened. Oh, when the enemy tries to raise his head, the strongest, God shows up and shows out on behalf of his children. Oh, yes, it does. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet, verse 24, in amazement, and asked his advisors, weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, your majesty. He said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God.
All right now.
Ha! Nebuchadnezzar.
Hallelujah.
Then approached the opening of the blazing furnace, and he shouted. Listen to what the scripture said. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What did he call them? Servants of the Most High God.
Right,
oh, yes. His tone had changed, saints. Servants of the Most High God. Come out and come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors, ha, they drew a crowd all gathered around them.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw that the fire had not harmed their body.
My God.
Not one hair, hallelujah, on their heads were singed. Their robes were not scorched.
Mm-hmm.
And not even the smell of fire was on them.
My God.
Look at God. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, and actually I guarantee you, he didn't just say, oh, praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, no, he didn't. He shouted. Oh, yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a shout of deliverance. He shouted, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel
mm-hmm.
and rescued his servant.
Yes, sir.
They trusted in him and they defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, now this is King Nebuchadnezzar, my brothers and sisters, talking. He said, therefore, I decree that the people of any nation
right.
or language
yeah.
who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces, and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other God, he said this now, all his tune changed. He said this in his shout after the young men, these young men of Israel were delivered. Nebuchadnezzar said, for no other God, no other God can save in this way. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that God is so powerful that he can show himself strong on behalf of his children and deliver them in such a powerful way that those who are the casual observers, those that are the onlookers who witness the hand of our sovereign God move, and they themselves, like old King Nebuchadnezzar, will become delivered. They will become delivered and set free. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Oh, yes. This day, King Nebuchadnezzar stood by and watched and saw the powerful hand of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego move.
Yes.
And it delivered him as he gave forth the shout, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for no other God, he said, can save in this way.
Hallelujah.
That's the power, praise God, of our God. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. A shout of deliverance.
Yes.
Psalms 110, verse 1, confirms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemy thy footstool. And that's exactly what happened with King Nebuchadnezzar. Say he became the footstool of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Ha! Isaiah 43 and 2 confirms, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. This is for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and this is for us today. When thou passest through the waters, my brothers and sisters, the Lord says, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. We're talking about shout tonight. Shout it out.
All right now.
A shout of deliverance. Hallelujah. The next powerful weapon of warfare is your shout of victory. Your shout of victory. We talked about the shout of deliverance. Now we're talking about the shout of victory. The shout of victory is evident in the story of Joshua and the city of Jericho.
Yes.
Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 5 and verse 20. It says, now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went in and no one came out. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horn in the front of the ark.
Sure.
And on the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. And with the priest blowing the trumpet, with the priest blowing the shofar, when you hear them sound a loud blast on the trumpet, have the whole army walls of the city will collapse, and the army will go up, and everyone straight in. And the children of Israel did exactly as the Lord commanded. And Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, when the trumpet sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So everyone charged straight in, and they took the city. We're talking about the shout of victory. The shout of victory broke down the walls of Jericho. Just as your shout will bring down the walls of any barriers in your life.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to make your voice heard. When you are facing difficult situations, insurmountable circumstances, don't wait till a battle is over. Shout, my brother. Shout, my sister. Don't be afraid to shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Right,
your shout confuses the enemy and sets the captive free. Declare the victory, because the battle is already won.
Right,
hallelujah. Lastly, there is one of the believers' most known shout, and that is the shout of praise to our God. This shout of praise is warranted when praising God just for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He is God Almighty. He is the everlasting, all-sufficient one. He is all-powerful.
Yeah,
he is all-merciful. He is full of mercy and kindness.
Yeah.
He never fails.
Right,
he
now.
Is gracious.
Yeah.
He is faithful.
My God.
The elders would say he is the wind in the middle of the wheel, yet he is also the peace in the midst of the storm.
Yeah.
He is the balm in Gilead and the doctor in the sick room.
Yeah.
He is the great physician and like one that has a dual degree.
Uh-huh.
He is also a lawyer in a courtroom and a great and mighty counselor.
Yeah.
Oh, come on and send up a shout of praise to our God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name forever.
Yeah.
Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul shouts out, oh, yes, it does. Hallelujah. 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 So when you are in trouble, don't forget. Don't forget your shout of deliverance. Don't forget your shout of victory. Don't forget your shout of praise. Go ahead and shout it out. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord is me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Yes.
Come on and
praise the Lord with me.
Come on
and praise the Lord with me. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Come on, saints.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That word, that shout. Amen.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Shout out to the doortop. Shout it out, praise God.
Shout it out.
Out to the outhouse. Shout it
shout
out.
Shout it out. Shout
praise
it out.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the woman of God. Kind of bring forth that word.
Amen.
Want to shout that thing out. Amen. Bless the holy name. She broke that down. Praise God. Amen. Shout and ripple out warfare. Amen. God gave that little red tongue in your mouth. Praise God. Powerful tongue.
Yes.
Put that in a horse mouth. Put it barely the
turn left and right. Big old horse. Amen. Still tall for animals. God put that little
bridle.
Put a little bridle in your mouth and be able to control it left and right. Sometimes you have a team of horses, man, to learn to control. Class there, all the man, powerful horses, amen. Get that tongue in your mouth, amen.
Yeah.
God say, that tongue. Sometimes it can be a fire, but God can control that fire, that tongue in your mouth, praise God. We thank God for the woman of God tonight, amen.
Amen.
The weapons of our warfare, praise God, hallelujah. She said a shout of deliverance, amen. Shout of victory. And a shout of praise. Praise God. That is so powerful, so good. And so reverent each and every day of our life.
Yes.
Amen. From day to day, we need to utilize that reverent our warfare for prayer, for praise, for thanksgiving, for victory. What will God need for you to do? Praise God.
Amen.
Now, reverent your warfare. You know what I'm saying? It's a spiritual tool to use to glorify God. And to you, defeat the enemy. The enemy is already defeated.
Yes.
Defeat the enemy, amen.
Yes.
To build your confidence and your faith, amen. And to strengthen your spiritual growth and development in Christ Jesus, amen. No matter what your situation or your circumstances, God's word is true. From beginning to end, God's word is true. From Genesis to Revelation, His word is true.
Amen.
No matter what happens, Old Testament, New Testament, His word is still true. Amen. And then Hebrew boy will find out, the Old Testament. Children of God. Not two New Testament saints, tell the Old Testament.
Yes.
And they're still by their faith, amen, believe and trust God. Although you're the old king, but you're not going to bow down in his image.
No.
Amen. They took a stand on their faith in God. And God showed up and came through every time on their behalf. Amen. Every time. Praise God. Oh, what a powerful word. What a powerful testimony.
Amen.
You know that God, he had you informed deliverance and informed shallow deliverance. And he also has a shout of victory and a shout of praise. Amen. Praise God. We need to encourage one another today, different circumstances of life and what we go through from day to day for our family, for our children, for our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Take a stand and be in prayer about that.
Yes.
Take a stand for shouting and trusting God's word.
Amen.
Shout trusting in the Holy Spirit. Take a shout and trust in the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And let God lead and guide and direct your path each and every day. Just like Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a powerful shout. It will be
to the
7 days. March around Jericho.
Mm-hmm. To the strictest detail they obeyed.
You're talking about Jericho was one of the most fortified people in the land that day and time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was fortified, it was strong.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were undefeated. But to them, Yahweh, to them, our God.
Amen.
The God, all things are possible. And the wall came, that shout.
Coming down.
Came tumbling down, that shout.
Yeah.
That powerful shout out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Brought the wall of Jericho down.
Hallelujah.
Good work of God let me know that, hey,
I'm
Almighty God. All knowing, Almighty, all powerful. There's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. Nothing too hard for our God.
Amen.
And we thank God for that victory on today, then and now.
Yes.
Thank God. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Sometimes you'll have people to tell you, oh, it don't take all of that.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yes, it does. That and so much more. Hallelujah.
Thank God back then.
Yes. Same God then. Same God now. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and take time to open the lines up tonight. If there is one or more than one, oh my, would we love to hear from you. If you'd like to share in the discussion of this topic, go ahead and shout it out. Hallelujah. Let's talk about the goodness and greatness and the glory of our God. Go ahead and press one on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Is there one? That doesn't mind shouting out to the glory of our God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 4294. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God.
God bless you. Giving honor to both of you pastors tonight. God bless you both. Just want to say thank you for that rhema word from the Lord tonight. Shout of deliverance, shout of victory. Shout of praise. I just been shouting all over this room over here while you've been speaking. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Right. I just got a chance to drink some water and cool myself off. I said I had to tell the woman of God, Lord, have mercy. That word of God was so good, so hopeful today, so rhema word that I can't tell you. Bless my soul. And I just wanted just to encourage you, just please keep it up. Don't stop. Don't go to the left. You're right. Just keep straight on down that path you're going. Keep on preaching those powerful words.
Amen.
And God bless you, Pastor Jasper. So I love the two of you together, encouraging each
love
other.
You.
Your singing together was just wonderful, just a blessing. And thank God for you. Just whatever was wrong tonight, it got healed in the name of Jesus. And that's all I want to say. God, keep it up.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Manley, Minister Gretchen Manley. We thank God for you as well. Love you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for that. A caller, your last four digits are 4984. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah. Caller, your last four digits. 4984, verse 3252. Go right ahead, please.
Praise the Lord. Give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the new season ministry. I enjoy that word of God. Then shout it out. And it just registered within my soul and brought out everything to a remembrance of how good God is. So woman of God and man of God, keep right on doing what God said do. And let us know that when things seem like it doesn't work, just shout it out. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much. Elder Green, praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Carla, your last four digits are 0400. Go right ahead, please.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm like Sister Gretchen over there, my neighbor. I'm ready to run. This has been a horrendous beginning of the year. But you know
what?
We got the victory.
We
got the victory no matter what it looked like, what it sounded like, what it smelled like. We got the victory. And I don't mind shouting. I don't mind shouting and telling anybody. We got a good God. We got a merciful God.
Yes,
we got a loving God. But Lord, I'm also able. We got a God of judgment. And we've got to get out there and tell the people. We can't sit back and let them think, well, we lose. No, the devil is a liar. We are winning. We are victorious in this. We are victorious in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb of God. What did he say? We overcome him that's in the world by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And I'm going to shout my testimony no matter what it looks like, how it sound, or what I see. I choose to believe God. I choose to believe God no matter what that's going on in my life or the life of my children,
anyone that
God has brought into my life. I'm going to continue to stand on the word of God. I'm going to continue on to apply the blood of Jesus. And I know through the blood, they're coming out. They're coming out. They're coming out. They can't see it. All right. I'm excited. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
All right now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pat. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you tonight. Shout it out. Don't mind telling of the goodness of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there another? We have time for if you want to share into this study and share into, Lord, this discussion, praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'll be happy to dispatch you into the studio. We're talking about shouting it out, shouting out the shout of victory, the shout of deliverance, and the shout of praise to our Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We give God all the praise. I thank God for those that shared in this conversation tonight as well. We thank God as well for those of you that have tuned in. Our God is such a mighty, oh yes, he is such a mighty awesome God.
Yes.
No matter what it looks like, as Mother Pat Gallo shared with us, the enemy is not winning.
Mm-hmm.
No, he isn't. All you got to do is turn to the back of the Holy Word, to the book of Revelation, and you will see we win, praise God. God wins, praise God. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. We can stand from a vantage point of victory, declaring the power of our God. It never fails. It never fails. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you all the praise. If there is one on the line tonight that you may not know of this Jesus that we are talking about, you may not know of this God that we are referring to, but you can get to know him. He says he stands at the door and knocks. And as he stands at the door and knocks, he's asking you to open up your heart and open up and let him come in. And all you have to do to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's as easy as ABC. Accept, believe, and confess. Just simply accept the Lord as Lord of your life, asking him to come into your life and forgive you of your sins and take charge of your life, cleanse you of all of your unrighteousness, and ask him to come in and commit to serving him for the rest of your life. And if you just simply pray that simple prayer that says, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I know that you came to this world, you lived, you died, and was resurrected for my sins. You sitteth at the right hand of God interceding for me. And now, Jesus, I ask you simply to come into my life, to take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray but that simple prayer tonight, January 10th, 2022, your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. You are now saved and a part of the kingdom of God, and we welcome you. We welcome you. Simply call or send us a text, and we will be happy to be able to pray with you. You can send us an email at newseasonintl@yahoo.com or text us at 404-281-0799. We'd love to hear from you. And we will walk along with you on that journey, give you some guidance, give you some direction that will lead you even to a greater experience with our Heavenly Father. We give God all the praise. Also, if this ministry, praise God, is a blessing to you, we are listener supported, and there are things that God is calling forth for us to do. So if this ministry has been a blessing to you and God lays on your heart to support it with your tax-deductible donations, simply go to New Season Men, newseasonmin.org/donations, and we would love to be able to have your financial support so that we can go forth and do this kingdom work as well as what God has called for us to do. So we thank you, and we give you all the give God all the praise, and we thank everyone that has tuned in tonight. We pray that you go forth and have an awesome week,
and
to
God
be
all
the glory. We love you. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody.
y'all. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up, give it praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Pass them hands.